And we have on the line with us this morning Heather Sulzbach, who is a advanced oncology nurse practitioner. She's here to talk about metastatic breast cancer. It's stage four, occurs when cancer cells spread beyond the breast. And so we're here to talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Heather. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
So let's get into it right now. What are some of the myths maybe related to metastatic breast cancer?
Metastatic breast cancer, you just highlighted it great. It's also known as stage four. It's the most advanced, and it's moved beyond the area of origin, the original location of the breast. And there are 150,000 women in the U.S. living with this illness. It's projected to rise because about 30% of women with early breast cancer will eventually have it return or recur. And, there are a lot of myths. One of them is that receiving a diagnosis of metastatic breast cancer, is debilitating. It means a low survival rate. And the fact is, while this is a chronic illness, it's something that they'll be, having to work with for the rest of their lives, that through active management with their health care providers and a good support system, they're able to live full lives and be out there and, working and with their families. And another myth is, one of the biggest myths, I think, is that they didn't treat their early stage breast cancer aggressively enough or chose the wrong initial treatment. And the fact is that it's, it's unpredictable. And it's nothing really that they should blame themselves, nothing they did or didn't do, because this occurs in up to 30%, like I mentioned, of those previously treated with an early, diagnosis despite the treatment they had.
So it's not as if, it's your fault that you have stage four because you weren't there to get it in the beginning, which is maybe...
Exactly. 30% is a big number. So, it's not just, one size fits all. They could have treated and followed every single treatment protocol, and it still is unpredictable. So, exactly.
So let's talk about this Beyond Pink campaign that AstraZeneca has put together. What is this about?
It's amazing. I mean, the campaign, it's now in its third year. It's featured in several cities, which is great, great coverage. And its support, it really, the goal is to bring awareness and allow conversation to be more inclusive of the metastatic breast cancer community. So this was, it was born out of feedback directly from patients that that felt that there were a lack of resources and a lack of information. So it's just, it really shines light on this unique, community, because it's different from early breast cancer. Metastatic breast cancer community is different.
How is it different? I mean, other than, is it, what's the really the big difference that you see in this?
That, with early breast cancer, you have a few, you may have a few treatments, or you may have your surgery or radiation, and you're finished. For metastatic breast cancer, this is a journey of, a kind of lifelong medication or treatments, rather. So it's very.
It becomes
pink, where AstraZeneca even created their own ribbon. They have a purple ribbon, so it's not just finishing treatment and being done. There are 153,000 women living right now with metastatic breast cancer. So it is a very different journey.
Does the campaign also get into supporting family members who are, in this situation as well?
Yes. I mean, this lifebeyondpink.com is a really great website. It's very clean. It's very user-friendly. There's even a glossary at the end. It has, questions to ask, and it goes through everything from nutrition, financial questions, and it really, that's how you could show support, because, recognizing that she may look well and decline assistance, she has advanced cancer. And, asking her for help and, weekly phone calls and things like that, but really arming yourself with showing support through education. The lifebeyondpink.com really kind of walks you through, it was created for patients and families, this campaign.
So if somebody has this, with the metastatic breast cancer, and it's spread elsewhere, I guess it also determines where it's spread to determine the severity of it. But what is the person's life like for that? Has this just become another protocol for them to follow? Do what kind of a protocol do they go through, and how does their life go, as you say, beyond?
Yeah, I mean, the most common places for the cells to travel, bone, liver, lungs, 70% are in the bone, but really each patient is unique, so partnering up with their healthcare team to choose the best medications, because there's not a one-size-fits-all. There's so many different, you know, knowing her, you know, that's why Life Beyond Pink brings you back to how you should know your hormone status, because that really would gear and tailor make the treatment plan. And it's, you know, frequent doctor visits and really, you know, staying on board with a team to make to be the best, you know, she can be.
Right. And with this Beyond Pink campaign, then I see you have a photo booth that's traveling. You get comments from people who have it. So it's, in other words, instead of seeing from a doctor or somebody who just can give empathy, you can actually hear from those who are going through what you are experiencing. And there's a deeper connection that builds from that, I suppose.
Exactly. This campaign, they've went to several cities already. And it's great because they have My Breast Cancer Story, and it really, for women with living with this, sharing her story. And this is the teacher, the mother, the wife, you know, they're living their lives. They're just arming themselves with support. And I think that really is key. You know, they were in New York, Chicago, Tennessee, D.C., and, you know, the Life Beyond Pink has helpful downloadable materials. And I think it's great. I recommend it, you know, strongly, because it's just, it really is, like you said, for the what about the families?
Right. So, again, where do they go to get the details for all this now?
LifeBeyondPink.com.
Sounds great. Heather Sulzbach, oncology nurse practitioner, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.